Yo, what up, everybody? It's your boy, Mitch. Please get at the show, The Real Tangent on Twitter, or The Tangent Podcast on Facebook. All right. Yeah, it was one of those weeks. This is personal. So I'm talking about my leagues. The two I care about, the Death Row and the Elite, obviously. I'll start with the Death Row. There's been a new element added to the leagues, and the Elite League included, that it's this dude Harris. Harris is a Giants fan. That's all I know about him. He's a Giants fan, and he's really good at fantasy. I went up against him. I mean, this is the biggest matchup of the Death Row League. This is number one versus number two. And I pretty much had a phone call confirming that I was being hated on. But I'll get to that later. The matchup, look, it's a points league, like I said, over and over again. In a points league, you need people to perform. I don't need Xander Bogaerts, Tyler Shaw, and, oh, let me not forget about the Golden Sombrero that Adam Jones put up, the 0 for 5. I mean, 0 for 4, 0 for 4, 0 for 4, over and over again. When I go into Sunday, it's one day left. You know what I'm saying? I need people to perform right then. And no one performed. Meanwhile, he has this dude hitting 2 home runs, 3 home runs. It's like, okay. Sometimes you can't do anything. I had a 5-point lead going into this. And of course, it didn't work out. It's fine. I'm still 6-2, about to be 6-3. 6-3, I'm 2 games ahead of everybody else. Except for the dude that just beat me. And I'll see him again in about 4 weeks. The next month, I will be prepared for this man. He's good. He's good at what he does. But the matchup this week was crazy. I had a whole bunch of things happen. And Matt Whistler, I'm done. I'm officially done. You're on Urea status. I can't fuck with Whistler like that. On the road, I'm not fucking with Whistler at all. It's a whole nother Keuchel thing. All over again. Whistler shit on me today. There is not a single person on my team that performed today. Not one. Jose Quintana, the goddamn quality start king, goes out there and fucks up. Everyone fucked up today. It is what it is. Shout out to my brother, though, because he won. Shout out to Kai, he won. Yo, good for y'all. I'm really kind of pissed off about it. But I'm not, like, ultra mad about it because I'm still in first. I don't know how they're going to do. I don't know this league. It's not my league. So I don't know if they're going to put me in first or second. But I'm in first or second. With this is the weirdest league ever. All right. I mean, the scoring, I'm not mad about it no more. Because I had to talk to the commish. Yeah, what up, Smitty? I had to talk to the commish. It's like, some of the scoring is wrong. Now, I think he has it completely correct. He awards a lot of shit to Grand Slams and shit like that. And I'm fine with that. He's a hitter. And what I do in my league is if you have complete games, if you have shutouts, if you have no hitters, it's basically pitching based. It's the opposite of what my league is. The Elite League. So I gotta give him his props, man. Mr. 700. There it is. I was supposed to be Mr. 700. And then everyone did not clock in on Sunday. Everyone took the Sabbath. Buster Posey sits out. And then there were trades. Oh, God. I don't even get into trades. He traded for a start. In this league right here, if you trade, that should happen immediately. So, he traded for Kazmir this morning. He traded Carrasco away this morning. He GM'd the shit. I'm not tripping on Harris at all. Thing is, I see all of it. It sucked. It sucked. I tried to get trades off before today. I've been trying to get trades off. But if there's a conglomerate, fuck with you. Nothing you can do, man. There's nothing I could have did about today. I had the lead, and his team damn near dropped 200. Nothing you could do. You have to just move on to the next one. Know that you're still dominant in the league. Because in that league, like, a good week is 600. There are only like three people that dropped 600 out of the six this week. I have the second best score all week. So if I lost to the dude that just went bonkers with Mookie Betts, okay. Mookie Betts went bananas this week. And the first week, I'm sorry, not the first week, the first Mookie Betts explosion, when he had three home runs in the same night, I had Charlie Blackmon hit a grand slam. And grand slams are rewarded in that league. So it kind of evened it out a little bit. Actually, Blackmon had more. But this Sunday, bro, I mean, the pitching that he had, everyone showed out. Jose Fernandez is a bonkers ass pitcher. He's in the top five. Sale needs to be watching out for his top five spot. Sale's been bonkers all year. The last two starts have been horrible for Chris Sale. He's one of the few people that have multiple shares in multiple leagues. These two leagues included, the ones I care about. I need more than 2Ks out of Chris Sale. If you pitch 6 innings, I need more than 2Ks, man. If you don't have it, you don't have it. It's fun. Chris Sale has had many, many quality starts. The last two have been horrible. If he comes back to life quickly, it's fine. And in both leagues, I have one of my arch nemesis. Yeah, no. I feel like a supervillain. This is the first week I felt like a supervillain. Because people collaborated on this loss that I have in this man's league. The trades, the everything. And no, this is not a victim speech. Victim? No. I love it. I want people to come at me all the time. I love this kind of conversation. Conversation is my favorite conversation. Oh, you're better? Show me. Show me. If you can't show me, okay. Dude Harris, congrats. 700 and damn near, what, 40? And I get that. I'm losing this week by 80, 90 points. And I still would have blown out the whole rest of the league. I'm not mad about it. It is what it is. In the Elite League, every time I play my wife, I feel like it's still a win because my wife is playing fantasy sports. And she's nice at it. So, it's a respectable win. No doubt. I'm just trying to move into the top four, move into the playoff contention, and then when playoffs come, everything changes. The Tangent Fantasy Leagues, everything changes during the playoffs. It doesn't matter how good you are during the regular season. You need to be good during those 3-4 weeks. You have to be. So, now I'm looking towards just getting in the top 3-2. I mean, the top dog in our league right now, he's won a couple of titles in a row, and I hate it. But he just sets the lineups. He does his thing. And now I play him this week. So, Kai, here's a message straight to you. I don't know what's going to happen this week. It's going to be respectable. It's going to be a win by me. And I don't care what happens during the trades or whatever. I'm not trading this week. I'm taking a week off. There's no way I can fuck up this team. Do I have too many starters? Yes. Way too many starters. I have starters all week long. And this week, the only reason why I'm struggling, I'm winning like 8-5. No one performed. Like, all week long for either of my teams, no one performed. I don't have that dude that gets complete games anymore. Because Chris Sale was supposed to be that guy. He did not get the complete games like he has been. It's like Clayton Arrieta. Actually, Arrieta has been having a little bit of struggle. I think in the last couple of games, he hasn't went past 8. Might be 6 or 7. He's been going real short in his last couple of games. I'm not saying he's not as dominant, but something's going on with that. And I think something's going on with Sale, too. Do I know? No, I don't know. But I lost in the death row. Looks like I'm winning, or I've won in the Tangent League. We'll see what happens. Anyway, this the away league. Your boy bugging. This is the away game. We're about to make the Diddy Cutter in a few minutes. The weekly show to just cover everything that happened last week. Last week was Nutty Crunch. Please go ahead and look at that. You'll be able to find it at the same place, the Tangent Podcast on Facebook or the Tangent. Actually, we have to invite you. I keep on saying that shit. You're not going to get into Tangent. But please, Tangent Podcast or the Real Tangent on Facebook. God damn it, I keep on saying Facebook. Why keep on saying Facebook? The Real Tangent on Twitter, y'all. I'll leave it there. Till next time, deuces.